Welcome, everyone, to the Township's Daily News Bits. I'm Holly Bailey, bringing you news and events that matter to townshippers through the Local Journalism Initiative, which is funded by our Government of Canada. So thank you to all for tuning in here to 99.1. As we gear up for the wild and wonderful holiday season, we have an annual event that takes place in Brome Lake called Midnight Madness, where the streets come alive, the lights are lit, and people roam around in good cheer and celebrate this beautiful time of year together. This episode takes us to West Brome to meet with a creative, a musician, an artist, and soon-to-be storyteller, Miss Sarah Biggs. She's going to be taking part in this year's Midnight Madness as we revisit an age-old tradition that is being brought back to modern times with this special offering. So let's have a listen and see what we can all get excited about, namely, story time. So excited to be headed to West Brome today to meet with artist, musician, and creative, Miss Sarah Biggs. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Holly. How are you?
I'm doing really well, thanks. And I'm looking out the window and it's a winter wonderland.
Oh, it is. I'm trying to embrace it. It's there, so I'm trying to embrace it.
Yeah, winter came a little early, given that it's still technically fall.
Yes, it is.
Wild. So we've got some madness on the way, but before we get into all the juicy details and bits, I'd love to just talk about the art of storytelling and the tradition, and wondered if you had any memories you could share of being read to as a child.
Oh, sure. It's one of my fondest memories. From my mom reading me story time at bedtime, and even more importantly, I think when I was in elementary school, we had this wonderful teacher who read us books while in English class, and she read us A Wrinkle in Time as one of the first books I ever remember listening to, having someone read it to me, and I just remember the magic of that, of listening to the words and seeing all the scenes play out in my mind, and just being able to be in the flow of someone else sharing their story time with me is just pure magic. It just blew my mind. I loved it.
Oh, beautiful. There's a sense of like stories helping us daydream and use our imagination, which is so powerful.
Yes, I think it's as magical to be able to read, but to have someone read to us, it gives us a chance to relax into the story. I think even as an adult, I love listening to story time. How many of us just turn on audiobooks and just let them flow? That's a universal appeal, I think.
It's so true. And yourself, like in a family setting, it's such a heartfelt time to share with your children or loved ones.
Oh, we did. Every night for years, we would read to our kids, and even well into the age where they could read to themselves on their own. I think that was just a time for checking in and some cuddles and just presence with each other, especially seemingly before the age of all our devices and screen time, which thankfully we had some magic years in there without too much of that. And story time was a big part of that connection.
Right. There's something special about holding a physical book in your hands and, letting the voices come out. And I'm thinking of you as a musician, and you sing, and you've done a lot of acting. You explore voice and bring characters to life. Do you find it helps you, like, get in tune with your inner child?
I have to believe it does, because I don't know how else to tap into it. I know that when I sit down with the kids in my life, with a storybook in my hands, all other time passes away. And I just love to get into the voices, and I love anything for a laugh. So if I can get a silly voice on in a story time and make my nephews laugh, that just makes my day. That's as good as it gets.
I think it reminds us adults how to play, you know, how to get silly.
Yeah.
Oh, so nice. So what brought us to this is you have a really cool special mission happening at Midnight Madness this year. And it's tied into the ancient art of storytelling. Can you take us through this a little bit?
Sure. I know that the Museum Knowlton wanted to put on an event during Midnight Madness that revolved around the tradition of Victorian tradition of telling ghost stories at Christmas time. And I can well imagine in those dark, cold days of Christmas being around a fire with some candlelight and being able to tell those stories to each other would have been a really great way to pass the time. But seeing as how it will be more child-oriented, I've opted to read storybooks and Christmas-themed storybooks. I found some great ones at our local Petty's Library. They had them all out. I didn't even have to go looking for them. They were just all displayed on the shelf. So I was so thankful for their curation ahead of time. So that'll be the plan on Midnight Madness between 5 and 7 in the children's part of the museum. There's a section where the kids have spaces to play and explore, and I'll be in there reading stories. I'm really looking forward to it.
How magic. And I would feel this is just as much a beautiful event for adults as well. Like, this is a family-oriented event. You go with your kid or your children or your adopted children or little people in your life, or even maybe just by yourself, and listen to some tales.
Sure. All are welcome.
I did a little research, and I didn't realize, like, to what extent ghost stories were tied with Christmas time. And like you mentioned, the changing of the light, it was saying back to medieval times, and how that veil was perceived as very thin between the worlds. And that's pretty magic.
Yeah, especially that window between Halloween and Christmas, where it just gets darker and colder, and there's just this sense of wanting to curl in and cuddle up and hibernate, and I think that's the perfect time to be sharing those stories.
Awesome.
A very spooky time leading up to Christmas.
Okay.
Well, thank God we all put up lights, too. That's wonderful.
So you're not going to scare literally the dickens out of these kids this year?
No.
So
No. I'm easily scared, so I certainly don't want to do that to anybody else.
Okay, so you've chosen some books, and I'm understanding that this is a bilingual event. How is that working?
Well, I'm as at ease in reading French as I am English, and I really wanted to offer story time in both languages, so I look forward to being able to read storybooks in French and English and just alternate between the two. And I think that just is a real embrace of the way we live here in the townships, of that bilingualism. I spend most of my day in this combination of franglais, as we say, and I love that. I embrace that, and I look forward to sharing my story time in both languages.
Brilliant. So how can people best enjoy this experience? Like, what would you suggest they bring, or how to set up?
Well, I'm going to show up with even my guitar, maybe for a couple of Christmas songs.
Ooh. And
I would say maybe come with a blanket if you want to curl up and be cozy warm, and maybe they'll provide some pillows, I'm not sure. So between 5 and 7 in the kids' part of the museum.
Perfect. Yes, I saw online people are invited to RSVP. They're suggesting a $5 donation, but I think it's all about, like you're saying, just getting together and sitting back and being read to. What a novelty.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. I've been practicing. It's been a little while.
That's exceptional. Well, we wish you a wonderful event, and I hope this ends up being a tradition that is offered each year.
I think that would be great. I think it would be wonderful to keep such things going. I'm very thankful to be a part of it.
Well, boys and girls, you're in store for one heck of a wonderful story time with Miss Sarah Biggs. So head to lacbromuseum.ca to their events page, and you'll find all the details for the Midnight Madness Once Upon a Story Time. Again, this is a bilingual event, so l'heure du conte, you're invited to RSVP off that page of the museum and take part in this year's Midnight Madness medieval age-old tradition of curling up with a blanket and listening to a story. This is Holly Bailey for the Local Journalism Initiative, funded by the Government of Canada, and we will have part two of coverage that is taking us into a modern contemporary time and how you can enjoy a new happening over at Midnight Madness. So stay tuned. That's December 13th, Saturday, from 5 until midnight. We'll see you there.